What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
There you go.
That's your boy.
That's what you said. You said, how come you ain't playing that?
Before we go any further, who wins?
I don't do predictions.
Khabib? Yes, you do.
I do not.
You absolutely do.
I absolutely do not.
Who's winning?
I don't know.
Well, that makes it a great to tune in then.
No, you're right.
Maybe you don't know.
I have always said that. If I can't make a prediction, not a right prediction, because again, all it is guessing. Anything can happen. But if I don't know, either guy could win. I mean, Khabib is arguably
the GOAT.
Arguably.
The GOAT right now.
I don't think he is.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just hard for me to go back. I mean, I would go back to that Rock'em Sock'em, Dustin Poirier, Gaethje fight where they just stood in the ring and boxed. Then Gaethje stood in the ring and boxed with Tony, which I don't know why Tony fought that strategy. I just don't see Gaethje's wrestling ever emerge in these fights. He just stands in the middle and just goes to war.
His wrestling doesn't emerge in fights because he doesn't need it to.
No, he needed it against Poirier. He lost. So, I mean, if that gives you a competitive...
Are you going to make me pick Justin Gaethje in this fight? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm going Khabib. So now you have to pick Gaethje because you don't want to do anything the same as me.
That's true. you're 1,000% true.
So
then I guess I'll take Gaethje.
And I got a game for us to play later.
And here's the thing. I believe we both said Tony Ferguson beats Khabib. Didn't we say that?
I agree.
And Justin Gaethje tore Tony Ferguson up.
But Tony Ferguson didn't fight Tony Ferguson's fight.
Well, even though Khabib is a totally different person.
Completely.
You know, I mean, mentally, emotionally. And if one more media person asks Khabib what it's like after his dad died, I may punch.
No.
It just bothers me so much, the stupidity, the stupid questions that are asked.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stupid people in media.
There's a lot of stupid people everywhere.
They let me in.
Well, they don't. The difference is they don't let you in, but you still get in.
That's true. I bully my way in
somehow. You know, which is still, you know, mind-boggling. I like Khabib as a person. I mean, he's a phenomenal fighter. I'm not even talking his fighting. You know, any of that stuff. I like him as a person.
Okay.
I like how he handled everything with Conor McGregor.
Right.
Absolutely sure. Everything. You know, what he said, how he did it. I still, to this day, respect him for what he did at the press conference when Dana told him to wait until Conor got here, and he said, absolutely not.
Sure.
Press conference is at 2. I'll be on that stage at 2.
That's it.
If Conor's not here, that's not my problem.
That's true.
And I respect him for that. You know, and in this press conference today, some of the things he said, and somebody asked him about being in the same, you know, conversation with Muhammad Ali. And I'm trying to remember who the other one was that they, and I don't, Mike Tyson, you know, fighter. And he corrected, you know, basically he was saying Mike Tyson's not in the same category as Muhammad Ali.
Right.
You know, he said, Muhammad Ali, I'm never going to be in that conversation.
Okay.
You know, which I respect. That's the difference between a very respectable person and somebody like, I don't know, you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, so me, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson walk into a bar. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
One of us is a goat. One of us is a legend. And the other one is a pizza maker.
One is a goat and one is a legend.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Legend. I think legend trumps goat.
So goat is bigger.
I think a legend is bigger than
goat. So legend is bigger than goat?
I think so.
It can't be.
Maybe immortal. Immortal trumps goat.
Goat is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but immortal trumps goat.
No, that may be. But you said legend is bigger than goat.
So legend, goat, immortal.
But you could be immortal and not be a goat.
Hulk Hogan's immortal.
But he's not the goat.
He is the goat as well.
No.
No, he's obviously the goat.
But
and he's immortal.
In the case in Hulk Hogan, and no disrespect to Hulk Hogan, there are many people. No, I mean, I'm not going to say that Hulk Hogan's not the GOAT, but there's plenty of GOATs in the world of professional wrestling. You could legitimately say 10. And again, it's kind of unfair because it's a scripted sport.
Sure.
You know,
right. Because they made them
right
winners and champions.
There may be some heels that could be mentioned in GOAT status, but they're not always winning. So you kind of look the other way.
It's true.
You know, at the heels, who I happen to love. And Justin Gaethje did say that in the press conference. I wanted to go to Brazil and fight their best. I want to go to Ireland and fight the best. I want to be booed. I want to be.
So Justin Gaethje wants to be me.
Well, people don't boo you because people don't know who you are. Oh. They're going to boo Justin Gaethje, you know, and he, well, you know, but he did contradict himself. And I love Justin Gaethje, but he said how he thrives on that, but he only hears Whitman's voice.
Oh, okay.
So if you only hear Whitman's voice, right, do you hear not, all the booing?
Sure.
And as we all know, it is coming up, the final fight with Anderson Silva.
Yes, finally.
Is right around.
He should have had his final fight six fights ago.
Probably true. But, and I've always said this, who are you to say somebody, and you meaning anybody, not just you personally, you in general, to say Anderson Silva needs to retire? And then do what?
Preserve his legacy?
It has hurt his legacy.
For sure.
It definitely has.
He would have left it intact if he would have just walked away.
But isn't it unfair, and I've talked about this numerous times for years and years, if you are a good fighter,
mm-hmm.
if you're a journeyman, if you're a great fighter, you can fight until you can't walk anymore.
Sure.
You can lose eight straight fights.
Sure.
And you're a great fighter. You're a good fighter. But the legends can fight too long, but nobody else can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the standard's too high. Well, the expectation's too high.
The problem is the young fans of this sport, they don't know that Anderson Silva was one of the greatest of all time.
And he was scary.
He was.
Not only was he one of the greatest. I mean, he was so untouchable. Nobody could he was John Jones before John Jones.
You want to know my opinion of Anderson Silva?
Yes.
In the ring, in the cage, or out of the cage? What do you want to know?
Give me both.
Okay. Obviously, in the cage, he's one of the greatest. He was one of the greatest of all time.
Yes.
Everybody once was. John Jones, at some point, will no longer be, you know, the greatest at that time. Sure. He still may be the greatest of all time, but he may not be the greatest of this time.
Sure.
You know, there is a big difference. Here's what my thoughts of Anderson Silva. To the best of my knowledge, okay, I don't want to, you know, 10 years from now, somebody finds out that I got my numbers wrong.
Okay.
To the best of my knowledge, I have purchased with cash out of my pocket two t-shirts.
Okay.
Two MMA-related t-shirts.
Okay.
And one of those two was Anderson Silva.
Really?
That's what I think and thought of Anderson Silva.
Wow.
What he does, how he carried himself, you know, how he would clown around outside or in the back or in the media, you know, always smiling, always. I mean, I really, truly do like the guy. And then once he got in, he was, as you say, just a stone killer.
Who was the other?
Shirt. Honestly, at this point, I don't remember.
Randy Couture?
I think it was the mask shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I bought the mask shirt when he passed away. The Ryan Bennett shirts that I got, obviously, I didn't pay for. They were from MMA Weekly. All the other shirts, obviously, you know, sent and, you know, all the tap outs, all the stuff that I had back in the day. But yeah, I bought that Anderson Silva shirt.
Wow. That's big.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It does.
From one OG to the other.
I don't know if we would call Anderson that. I guess we should make a, even though I'm not like this, maybe we should take the interview from Dana and chop it up and use some of that stuff.
You should.
You know?
Absolutely. Speaking of OG, your boy Mike Perry, his ex-wife is out giving interviews on domestic violence and what occurred during their marriage. Do you feel like the promotion, do you feel like the UFC has a responsibility to help women, spouses of their, you know, title fighters who are dealing with mental abuse or mental issues or domestic violence? Do you think that's their role as a promotion to offer those services?
To who? Who are we offering services to?
To Mike Perry's wife, to any other female or spouse of a fighter who, you know, we all know that these guys come from a background of violence and rage and aggression. You deal with the surgeries and you deal in
first and foremost. I want to jump in and just say something.
Yeah.
And then you can go back and do this.
Sure.
And it's not because of my like for Mike Perry. Obviously, I was friends with his ex-wife as well.
Sure.
I met both of them at the exact same time.
True.
You know, at the event in Nashville. There's three sides to every story.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're hearing the one side. Mike has come out and adamantly denied, you know, but there's always more than one side.
Of course.
I'm not saying yay, nay, whatever. I'm just saying as you kind of swayed that a little towards her.
Well, she's out talking about it this week. She's given interviews.
Well, Mike has responded as well. But that doesn't change your question.
But the point is, you know, is it going to shine a spotlight on a dark side of the sport? Is it?
No.
You know?
No. And that's what pisses me off. No. Because, first of all, bad things happen in every sport. Bad things happen at pizzerias. Bad things happen at online TV shopping channels, because there's numerous of them. So that, you know, I'm just saying bad stuff happens. It's unfair to say because it's MMA, it's a violent sport. There's a lot of violent people that have never put their hands on anybody other than in the gym and in a fight.
Sure.
So,
sure, of course. But I mean, you see it with the NFL and the CTE and the damage at the concussions and the damage, you know, psychologically that it takes. Then you know, I think a lot of the NFL players that you know that you've had issues with, like they've had surgeries and they get prescribed painkillers and they get strung out and then they become a reflection of what they once were or who they once were. And then they have the violence and the rage and the fact that they're 350-pound people, you know, monsters that, you know. So does this coming out publicly, does it do anything? Will it improve things? Will there be more awareness for it?
Let me also, before we hit this break,
whether it happened or not, whether it actually occurred or not.
I want to say this as well, because I don't want anybody to take out of context what I said. If you put your hands on anybody, it doesn't even have to be a female, that's wrong. You know, I don't want you to think just because I said what I said, if you have any kind of abuse, you know, on a female, on a male, male on a male, male on a female, female on a male, female on a, all of that is bad. You putting your hands on anyone is not right. So I don't want you to think that I was siding.
No,
you
know, of course not. No, I don't think I
Well, again,
that.
In today's world,
that's
you don't know what people are thinking.
True.
And I just needed to clarify. All right, let's go hit this break real quick. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live at Pizza 8024 4th Street North. Back to the show.
Say it like you mean it. Say it like you care.
I care.
Gosh.
Knockout Radio.
You're so... Well, you don't have to sound like Hulk Hogan, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Hogan. Macho Man. I bet you I could name 15 goats.
15?
Yeah, easy.
In the wrestling world?
Yeah, easy. And that's not even going back, you know, past the 70s or 80s.
Okay.
All right, you want to get to this game.
Don't you want to play a game?
All right.
Don't you want to play a game?
Let's play. Do you want to play a game?
Do you know who's inspired this game? Look behind your right shoulder.
Well, it's ironic that you said right shoulder.
Who's that?
I don't know. I don't want to look at my right shoulder.
But why? Why would you not look at your right shoulder?
Why? What?
I'm just. This is inspired since our Tampa Bay Rays are in the World Series.
Down 0-1.
Against the
Lost
Dodgers.
To Kershaw.
Lost the first game of the... World Series last night, 8-3.
You know, a lot of people that normally wouldn't root for the Tampa Bay Rays are rooting for the Rays because they're tired of, you know, the big bad teams, the Yankees. They threw the Houston Astros in there as well. The Dodgers have been in three of the last four World Series.
Uh-huh.
Have not been able to get over the hump because of the cheating Astros, allegedly.
Right.
Kershaw looked decent last night.
Right.
You know, and then those bats opened up.
I kind of thought Tampa Bay was going to be the championship title town this year, but LA is looking like they got a strong case if the Dodgers and Lakers both pull it off.
So far, two of the four biggies have already crowned a champion, Tampa Bay having one, LA having the other.
Now, for our fan base, our older fan base, you know, obviously some of the people that supported you for a long time would probably know this, but in my thrift store digging this week, I came across a Don Mattingly starting lineup figurine.
Okay.
And I thought it was kind of interesting because on the back, it's got all the teams and it's got their top, you know, five or six headliner players. And I just thought it'd be a nice quiz.
$2 for the Don Mattingly starting lineup.
$2.
Not too bad.
I know. I scored a major deal. So yeah. I got all the teams. You tell me your favorite club. And then I want to see if you can name, like, you know, even half of the starting lineup or the most popular players on the 1988 roster.
Okay. Now, are these from the 88 roster?
This is from the 88 National League checklist.
Okay. So I'm saying it's not the best players of all time.
No, it's just the best players of that year of that club.
All right. Well, this is what you're going to have to do for me to play this game.
All right.
Since I have no idea between 88, 98, and 08, I'll play the game.
All right.
But you're going to need to give me one of the names, preferably not the biggest name.
Sure.
So if you can throw me the bone so I can, you know, narrow it down.
What team would you say you know the most about of any baseball club or franchise?
Probably the Phillies.
Phillies.
Yeah, go Phillies. I mean, I'm a little earlier in Cardinals, but
I'm going to give you the name that I don't recognize because it was not my era.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Juan Samuel.
Juan Samuel, the second baseman.
Okay. There are five others on that list for the Phillies.
Again, I don't know years, so I don't know where I'm in. I'm going to say Schmidt.
Well, he's number one.
Yeah, that would be Michael Jack Schmidt for those at home. 88. See, I don't know if Rose was with the Phillies in 88 or if he was still with the Reds.
Nope.
Let's see. Philly. Yeah. Boa? Would Boa be in
nope.
there? Nope. Well, see, I would ask you give me a position, but you're...
Yeah, there are no position yeah. listed. So, I mean, the Phillies seems hard. I'll give them. It's Vaughn Hayes.
Okay.
Shane Raleigh.
All right. Pitcher.
Glenn Wilson.
Okay.
And Steve Berdozian.
Okay. I wouldn't have got most
Berdozian.
Of them. All right. Let's jump over to the cards. Let's see what the cards are.
Cards. All right. I will give you...
Name you don't know.
I'll give you Tom Herr.
What?
Tom Herr, I don't know.
We first of all, we're not friends. But if we were friends, okay. we're not friends anymore.
Well, compared to these other names, nobody needs to know who Tom Herr is.
First of all, a lot of people know who Tom Herr is.
I've never heard the name.
Tom Herr and I are very good friends, right? We used to be.
I've never heard the name. Get it?
Herr?
Yeah. Herr the name.
On the very limited amount of memorabilia I have a Tom Herr baseball bat. I'll send you the photo when I get home.
Send me the bat.
No, you ain't getting the bat. That's Tom Herr. Keith Hernandez.
Nope.
Really? Ozzie Smith.
Yep.
Okay.
Number one.
Who else would have been in that? See, like Brock is way before then, so he wouldn't be there.
Nope.
Any other pitchers?
Maybe.
Ken Forsch.
Nope. First base. Jack Clark. Todd Worrell. Willie McGee.
Willie McGee.
And Vince Coleman.
All right.
It's Coleman.
Yep. Yeah. No, I should have known some of those guys.
Let's go to your World Series attendance, the participants, the Dodgers. In 1988,
this is... Give me a name.
This is from the starting lineup figurine All-Star Sports Super Collection. First one I don't recognize is Franklin Stubbs.
Give me another one you don't recognize.
Okay.
Because that one don't help me.
I'm going to give you Bob Welch.
Bob Welch was a pitcher, I believe. 88. See, that's... I just don't know errors.
See, boy, Mike Marshall. Steve Sachs.
Steve Sachs.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Okay. Matter of fact, I called my wife Steve Sachs the other night.
Whoa, yeah. That's some kinky stuff. What's
no,
going
not
on
at
there?
All. Because she was in the chair and I was on the couch, and she threw the remote control to me, and I think it landed in the kitchen. And I called her Steve Sachs, and she had no idea what that meant. Steve Sachs played second base and couldn't hit the first baseman. He was known for that. He couldn't find first base.
He's like Dr. Fauci throwing the first pitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And to finish out the Dodgers lineup, Pedro Guerrero.
Okay.
Montreal Expos.
All right, give me Gary Carter on there. Are we talking?
There's only one name for the Expo.
Gary Carter?
No, it was the only Expo ever to live.
What do you mean?
The greatest Expo ever.
Andre Dawson?
No.
Tim Raines?
There you go.
Okay.
And he's the only one on the list.
Tim Raines is my boy from Sanford, Florida. We did that decathlon together. He's a good dude. Let's go Yankees.
Yankees.
Let's go Yankees.
Let's see the... Bronx Bombers, first one, Dave Rignati.
Yeah, you're not even close, but okay.
Dave Rignati? Well, that's...
I know. That's funny.
Rigatoni.
Yeah, okay.
He's an Italian guy from Italy.
You are so brutal. All right, give me another name.
There's four. Willie Randolph.
Okay.
Dave Winfield.
Okay.
My boy, representing number 23.
Don Mattingly. It's easy.
Evansville, Indiana.
That's the one you've got.
That's the one I own.
I would hope.
And Ricky Henderson. Boy, Ricky.
I was told a story about Ricky Henderson. And Ricky Henderson was one of the guys that I idolize isn't the right word, because anybody who idolizes an athlete to me needs help.
Okay.
You know, you don't idolize these guys. You don't know them. You know, you look up to maybe what they're doing, but you don't idolize. But when I played softball, I used to sway my hands back and forth like Ricky Henderson did.
Everybody did.
So the Yankees were playing the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And there was a fight at home plate involving one Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
And one Carlton Fisk.
Oh. Yeah.
I believe it was Ricky Henderson the fight was about.
So you're Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, give me a name.
Ellis Burke.
God, see, I mean, I remember the name.
Dwight Evans.
All right, Dwight Evans.
Jim Rice,
legend.
Roger Clemens, the Rocket Man.
With a pill or two.
And your boy from New Tampa representing Tampa
Wade,
Bay.
Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs.
Do you think that's really strange? Because, you know, we've talked to Wade about it. You know, you go to the team, the most hated team. You know, it's like you're being Babe Ruth.
Right.
You know, it's just weird. Like, for me, and it bothered me deeply when Keith Hernandez left the St. Louis Cardinals and went to the New York Mets.
Sure.
One of the players that I disliked tremendously, Lenny Dykstra, when he was with the Mets. Then he comes to the Philadelphia Phillies, and, you know, he's like God's gift.
Well, speaking of the Mets, on that team with Lynn Dykstra, who is on this list.
He was on a lot of lists. He still
Howard,
is.
Howard Johnson, the hotel Bay. Mogul. Oh.
He's not the hotel mogul. You're an idiot.
But that's Howard Johnson. That's why I always stay there.
You are an idiot. Yeah. Hojo is from Tampa.
Well, which has more dirt in the hallway. No. I got Kevin McReynolds.
Okay.
Dwight Gooden, who we saw Tampa. Out at.
Another Tampa guy.
Tampa guy. Keith Hernandez.
Cool. And find me a Keith Hernandez.
Daryl Strawberry.
Keith Hernandez is the one who helped me get the job with the St. Louis Cardinals.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
They're on there?
No. When was their inaugural season?
I don't know.
But how cool is that? I mean, you were here when you guys got the franchise. Like, what was it like for the community? I mean, did they actually... Like, were they excited? Was it...
Of course they were excited, but they were also excited when they got the Giants and the White Sox, because there was a lot of teams that agreed to come here because they were hanging that carrot. You know, you better keep me here in Chicago. You better build me a new stadium or we're going to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Or, in the words of ESPN, Tampa.
Right, right. They never get St. Petersburg.
Never. They never. Never.
Not
they,
once.
Never. When they... True story. I was in the reserves downtown St. Pete, and we will see basically the area where I did my reserve time when we go down to the race this weekend.
Sure.
And they went and they put the shovels, when the first shovels that went into the stadium to build that stadium in St. Pete, I was one of the people that did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I still have my little white one. It was a little complimentary, commemorative, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So definitely good stuff. All right, we'll continue your stupid game.
Oh, I love this game.
No, it's a great game. And
The Oakland A's.
I have plenty of those at home, and we will play this game again. But we need to hit this break, because when we come back, we're going to chat with another Tampa person, UFC fighter, who is preparing for his next upcoming fight. And hopefully he'll give us some info on that when we return. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. repair, or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors, call them today at 727-522-5070.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back. Who wins what?
The woo! Chef Robert Irvine or your boy Ric Flair?
There's only one woo.
No, there's multiple woos.
Bull crap.
You can have multiple woos.
No, you can't. Just like Maverick.
He just did woo-woo. He just did it.
Just like Michael Chiesa said, there's only one Maverick. There's only one woo. When you hear a woo, when you hear all those woos
there's
UFC
17
fights,
nightmares in the UFC. Like there's a Diego the Nightmare.
When you hear all those woos at a UFC fight, the only person you think of is Ric Flair. And when you're at a UFC fight and you hear the Ric Flew woo, you're hoping that Alon Cruz is in the cage.
It's true.
Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada. I was shocked. I reached out, and Alon's at the PI. He's living the life out there. AC, how are you? What's new?
How are y'all doing?
Not too bad. Life in Vegas. I know it's strange, but how's it going out there?
It's going well, man. I'm, getting in some good work, some good training, obviously. There's UFC fighters in the room every time I step into the gym. And I think the biggest thing coming out here in July was the heat. It was like 115 degrees every day. Like, I had to take my chain off because if I had my chain on for longer than a few minutes, it'd start burning my neck off.
but how was the temperature during the day? That's 115 at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. The temperature during the day. So right now, the temperature is great. The weather is awesome. This is like, it's like being in Tampa when we get our few days of, like, really nice weather. You actually want to be outside. That's what it feels like right now. Like, this morning, it was 63 degrees when I woke up, but it doesn't feel like 63 in Tampa. If it's 63 in Tampa, it's cold. Out here, I can walk around just because it's so dry, so it doesn't even feel that bad.
Now, did you temporarily move to Vegas? Did you permanently move out there? What's the story? Should we be upset that we lost you?
No. I'm still Tampa 813. Well, the 656 now, I guess. But I'm just out here for camp. Basically, my agent was telling me how, like, it'd give me a better chance of getting a fight. Since all the fights are going down at the Apex and it's right down the street, as well as, like, we're having big, outbreaks, of coronavirus out there in Florida. So I was like, all right. So I came out here, and I've been staying with Coach Casey, the owner of Tech Planet Vegas. And he's, let me stay at his house. And, I've just been going to Extreme Couture and then 10th Planet and then doing my strength conditioning at the PI. and having the TI as a resource out here is, it's really hard to like look past, because, you know, I get free meals, you know, all day, every day, as well as PT every day, and, you know, training, and just having, you know, the cage to work in, and there's fighters walking around all day. It's pretty cool.
Why would anybody not move to Vegas, you know, with that available for you? I mean, and yeah, it's why it's set up there. And I agree with your agent. It's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. If you're there, if they see you every day or every other day, they're like, hey, let's get a fight. Yep. We need, hey, Alon's here. Let's do that. So it's definitely great advice.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I mean, the only reason I wouldn't, like, so people ask me, like, if I would move here, and I'm like, I don't think I would, only because I just don't like the desert. You know, I appreciate having water and trees and grass, real grass. You know, as much as Florida sucks as far as the humidity goes, I still, you know, look forward to coming back home. That's just what I'm used to. You know, I'd probably maybe in the future own a house out here just to come do camps or just to, you know, train and stay for a little bit. But other than that, I still miss home.
Have you gotten out? And normally when I have fighters on, or, you know, guys from the area that go out there, it's, you know, it's a work trip. You don't get to go out and do things. And with the mm-hmm. coronavirus, what it's done and shut down, you know, Las Vegas, you know, all my entertainment friends up there have told me how bad it is.
Yep.
But have you been able to get out? Have you gone to Red Rock and, you know, run through some of the canyons and do some workouts out there yet?
No, I've literally done nothing. People ask me, like, what I've done out here. And then, like, I've actually had friends come out, not like to hang out with me, and then they were here for vacation. They asked me what is there to do. And the only thing I could tell them is, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't done anything other than train. I go home, I recover, and then I go to my next training. Like, I'm training, you know, I'm out of the house like 3-4 times a day. So I'm just training and recovering. Like, I really don't do anything else. You know, like I said, it's business while I'm out here. I'm not out here to have sure. fun and do extra stuff. But, you know, it's not to say that, like, if the team wanted to go out to Red Rock one day or on a trail and, you know, go do something less impactful, I guess, on our bodies, like, yeah, for sure I'd go. But other than that, I'm not going to go by myself, you know.
It's a tremendous workout. Now, granted, you're not a short, fat, old dude, you know, like I am. So I went to Red Rock, and, you know, I'm kind of walking around the rocks, and you kind of, like, walk down in these caves and stuff. And
yep.
the worst part about walking down into a cave, you know what it is, right?
Coming back up.
Exactly. You've got to get back to your car. It's not pretty, but it's a workout as well. So you're able to see some beautiful scenery and, you know, out yeah. there, as well as getting a workout in. So any word yet? Any ideas? I know when you'd like to fight, but anything set in stone yet?
Yeah. So, you know, I came out here July 25th. My plan originally was to fight either at the end of August or early September. And then I had a shoulder issue, actually, that happened while I was still in Tampa. And, you know, I actually just got an MRI done on my shoulder and everything. And, yeah, like a partially torn labrum and whatnot. So it was pretty painful. And so it kind of, you know, pushed my timeline back some. So ideally, I'm looking for November. That's my goal. November, and then, you know, come back home and enjoy my time off.
All right, I would only say this to somebody like you, okay, because I okay. consider us friends. It's nice that's what your plans are. What are the UFC's plans?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just tell my agent, I'm like, you know, hey, I want to fight in November. And then he said, okay. I was like, I'll talk to Sean and, you know, see what we can do. So I haven't heard anything since, but I need to give him a call or shoot him a text and see what's going on with that. I know everything's going crazy right now because everybody's in Fight Island and, you know, their mental side is like over there still, but I think everybody's coming back now. So like I said, I'll probably shoot my agent a message today and see what's going on.
What fights coming up, you know, are you most intrigued about?
Well, obviously Khabib and Gaethje this Saturday. I mean, that's the biggest fight right now.
You want to give us your thoughts on that? We were arguing.
My thoughts? I got Justin Gaethje winning.
See? Told you, Matthew.
You know more than I do.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, for so many people are so sure on either one. Which this is one of those fights where, honestly, and Alon, you know better than I, either guy can win this fight.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, Khabib could go out there and take Justin down at will and control him and just completely dominate him or even finish him. Or Gaethje could go out there, show us his, you know, D1 wrestling and stuff Khabib shots. Or even if he does get taken down, get up quickly and he could rock Khabib on his feet and then put him away. I mean, it's really a 50-50 fight. But if I had to choose somebody, I'd have to go Gaethje.
You know, I'm a guy that just talks the game. I obviously, you know, I don't fight. I'm not in the game. But I don't see any way, anywhere that Khabib can dominate Justin Gaethje. I'm not saying that he can't win the fight, but right. I don't see him dominating him. I don't see him taking him down and keeping him down. I think he'll take him down. And I think, you know, Justin will weather the storm and he'll get back up. And as we all know from any fight that we've ever seen of Justin Gaethje, he can take an ass whooping. You know, he can take some punishment.
For sure.
And I think he's one of those guys, and again, you can, you know, talk about this more than I, that it almost brings him, I don't want to say, you know, wakes him up, but he's one of those types of guys that when he gets a little abuse, when he gets, you know, beat on a little bit, it brings out a better Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you notice, like, I mean, even in the Tony fight, you know, Trevor Whitman has to calm him down because he gets so hyped up and he's excited to fight. Like, he generally loves, you know, fighting and getting into these, you know, tough fights, these battles. And I think that's, you know, like you were saying, like it kind of wakes him up. Like maybe the first round or two, he's a little tentative, you know, he's doing his game plan and he doesn't know what's going on. But then like once you get past that timidness, I guess, the first two rounds, he kind of just opens up and then he really enjoys the fight. And then I think that's when he's most dangerous.
I think one of the things that's going to hurt Justin more than anything, not more than obviously being in a cage with, you know, arguably one of the top fighters of all time, is the fact that there is no crowd, because he even mentioned in today's press conference how he wanted to go to Brazil and fight Brazil's best. He wanted to go to Ireland and fight, you know, the best. He's the Darth Vader. He's the Oakland Raider. He loves being booed. And with nobody there to boo him, I think that's going to bring him down. I think he needs that hype as well.
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of a good thing, like, for his style to not have the crowd, to be honest, just because he gets a little too hyped up when the crowd's going crazy. And then he gas himself out or he gets a little too reckless, and then he leaves himself open to possibly get finished or he just starts making mistakes. And I think not having the crowd there, the only thing he can listen to is Trevor Whitman talking to him in his ear, you know, or his coaches or whatever else he's hearing. So he has to stay more cognitive than as opposed to just hearing the crowd and then, you know, going off of instinct and just getting super hyped. I think it actually works perfectly for his style not to have a crowd.
Okay. Does it make me a bad person that I like no fans, you know, in the arenas?
I love no fans. I think it makes the fights better because everybody can hear their coaches clearly. Yeah. They don't get emotional as far as, like, you know, hearing the crowd. And then, like you said, the same thing. You know, getting overzealous and trying to finish somebody. Like, I mean, we've seen some crazy fights without the fans, and it's still super exciting. And I love to hear the shots and hear the fighters breathing. You can hear them breathing and grunting when they're fighting. Like, I love that. But at the same time, I also don't hate having the fans there and hearing, you know, hearing the crowd go crazy and the chants and everything like that. So it's kind of like a, you know, bittersweet type of deal.
Sure. Yeah, obviously we all want fans there. I'd love to be at events. You know, I haven't been to an event since the John Jones fight, you know, in Houston. I miss it, and I don't miss it at the same time. I enjoy watching them on TV with no fans where you can hear everything. And I've said this publicly, privately, and anybody who'll listen, I love the fact that as soon as the main event is over, I am asleep before they leave the cage.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Well, and then... also, you know, me being on the West Coast now, I understand how much better it is over here fight night, because by the time the fights are over, it's only like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, it's not 2 in the morning like it is over at home.
Well, you know, people used to give me a hard time that, you know, local, you know, friends, family, whatever, that I take red eyes back after Vegas fights. And I'm like, we're done by 10:30. Yes, there's a press conference, but I can be on a midnight or 1 a.m. flight, and I'm home before everybody wakes back up. I mean, we don't realize what it's like to live on the left coast, you know, if you've never been out there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine living
in... completely different.
Could you imagine living in Hawaii, Alon, and watching football at 6 in the morning?
Oh, that would be tough. That
It'd be awesome.
For sure.
It'd be awesome. You know, 6 might be a little early. I could, you know, go for 7 a.m. and you're already watching NFL Sunday football. You know, I right. think that'll be cool. So when will you be back? When are we going to get you back in the pizzeria for more pizza?
As soon as I'm done fighting. I mean, whenever I fight. Well, so I'm kind of like, I don't know, kind of like 50-50 on it. I kind of want to fight and then just fly back home and be done. Or fight, depending on how, you know, strenuous the fight is, I guess. You know, stay at the PI for another couple of weeks and just do physical therapy and, you know, heal anything that, you know, occurred from the fight and just, you know, recover and then come home. I don't really know what I want to do yet, but it's basically just going to be right after a fight. So whenever I fight, I'm going to be coming home sometime soon after that. So hopefully
All right.
November.
Final question for you. And just because people love to, you know, take the wrong things out of conversations, I'm joking with what I'm about to say to you. But a few months ago, it seems like yesterday, but I'm sure it was longer, you have an incredible knockout. You're the talk of MMA. You're the talk on ESPN. And a couple of weeks ago, that knockout has now kind of been slighted a little bit. Mm. What does that do to you to get back in there and try to get the great knockout back?
You know, that was a wild knockout. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was pretty dope. And it's like it happened in the UFC. It's a little different in my case. It happened on the Contender Series. So it's not like, you know, everybody who watches the UFC got to see my knockout or anything like that. But I don't really compare it. I mean, they're two different situations. And, you know, there's going to be a ton more knockouts after that that are going to be, like, probably more gangster than mine was. But it does hype me up to want to do different things. And, you know, obviously, yeah, who doesn't want to be on ESPN's top 10 and try and get, you know, put on, you know, put number one. Like, I got number one. That shit was it. Oh, sorry.
Stuff. That stuff was it. That stuff was it.
Yeah, that stuff was it.
So I thought of you the other day. I saw a video, and it's a guy that's – Matt, and you pay attention to this. So he's in his garage, and he's hitting a bag, and the thing said, how do you like my flying knee, right? So he's hitting the bag, and then he goes to do a flying knee, and he basically knocks himself out because he hit his head on the garage door.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, you know what's funny about that? Like you're saying, like a guy who was saying, how's my flying knee? I had thought about posting my knee on my story or on my Instagram and then telling people to send me videos of them, like, trying to replicate or doing their knee. And then now that you just said that, I'm probably not going to do it because I don't want to be liable for anybody getting hurt.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Well, we have a garage door, Steve Lene. He can go and fix those garage doors when they knock themselves out on the flying knee.
Or what we can do is we can do a gimmick brought to you by Torta Pizza where Steve Lene will bring a garage door, and the object is to watch the worst knockouts involving flying knees in the garage door.
That'd be awesome.
You just make them sign waivers and stuff. That's all.
All the waivers.
Well, as always, thank you for taking the time to come on. Thank you for taking the phone call. And I will
Thanks
have some 8-man strong sitting here at the pizzeria for you next time you come in. Back home.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, Randy. I appreciate it.
All right, Alon. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome.
That is Alon Cruz. Did he say that there's a new area code in Tampa?
Yeah. Well, we're growing too much. There's too many people coming here because this is Titletown USA, baby, Champa Bay.
I've never heard 656.
Champa Bay. You got the Lightning, Stanley Cup champions. The Rays are going to win the World Series. The Rowdies are in the playoffs against Louisville. And then your Buccaneers looking like a dominant, like, well-oiled machine on Sunday against a very, very well and a veteran quarterback in Aaron Rodgers.
Do you believe – I don't. Do you believe – the biggest mistake Sunday at Tampa Stadium, even bigger than Troy Aikman and Joe Buck ripping the military in the flyover,
so
was Aaron Rodgers doing the State Farm double check, super check, whatever he does.
Double champ, double
after
double
he scored the touchdown? Because it was 10-0, and next thing you know, it's 38-10.
Yeah.
I also, and I don't want to say offense, because offense isn't the right word, but to compare Sue and Aaron Rodgers to Brett Favre and Warren Sapp's rivalry isn't even close. Now, Sue and Aaron went back to the Detroit-Green Bay, you know, era.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I get
right,
that.
Sure.
But I wouldn't call that rivalry with Sue and Aaron Rodgers the same as Warren and Brett Favre.
Well, because the guys stay in the same teams for so long. I mean, now they're like in for a season or two and out. So you can't really build that kind of year-in, hate, you know, rivalries. You know, now it has to be like, Sue was on every team in the league already. He's been at the Lions and the Rams and here. And
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
You know, so because of free agency, they just travel so much. And they get short contracts so they can play, have a great season, and move on.
This Sunday, I'm supposed to be in Las Vegas with the Raiders playing the Bucks. Now, we're not able to get in and all that kind of stuff. But I've got a buddy of mine that's going to go talk to some of the Bucks.
Okay.
I'm really scared about how these conversations are going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because it's a really good friend of mine talking to some really good friends of mine of the Buccaneers.
Ooh.
So there's no telling what will be said by either group. It should be interesting.
Don't you wish that, like, when someone got drafted, they stayed with the team for, like, you know, most of their career?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back to the 1988 list.
Who's on Seattle? Give me Seattle.
Seattle?
Give me their one. Is it Griffey?
Seattle had where is Seattle?
They're the Mariners.
I know. I'm looking for the list.
They're the American League.
I'm looking for them.
If it's alphabetical, it starts with S.
The American League. I don't see one here.
They didn't have anybody?
They did not have. They did. Oh, they did. Okay, so you had Ken Phillips, Mark Langston, Alvin Davis, Jim Presley, and Phil Bradley.
So is that pre-Griffey? When was Griffey a rookie? See, he was Griffey, in the 90s, right?
Yeah, this is 88.
Okay.
This is 88. So, but I mean, look, Dale Murphy, who came out of a break. We had him, you know, you're the liner earlier, on the Atlanta Braves, along with Ken Griffey, Ozzie Virgil. Ken Okerfeld.
I got an Ozzie Virgil bat in the garage.
Send these bats my way.
In the garage storage.
I could use some of these bats.
What?
I'm going to display them at Tour de Pizza on my Hall of Fame.
Oh, so now it's a baseball gym.
This is a sports cave memorabilia. Look, I'm a sports guy. I mean, I don't know. Like, that's why I go thrift store hunting, looking for memorabilia collectibles. You know, that's how I got the, what's the guy's name? The football that I got?
I don't know.
Whatever the Buccaneer player was. Used to be here.
Oh, McCoy.
McCoy. Got McCoy's football. Yeah. So, obviously, I'm a huge fan.
What other names? We only got about another minute.
Which team you want? Go Chicago Cubs? Cubbies?
No. They don't deserve to be mentioned.
Okay. Who do you want to go?
Angels. Go to the Angels. They would be the California Angels of Anaheim.
They got nobody.
What?
They're not on here. Oh, they are. No, I'm sorry. Devin White, Donnie Moore. Brian Downey.
Devin White. Doesn't he play for the Bucs?
Wally Joyner.
Oh, good old Wally.
And, I thought he was a track and field guy. Joyner? Oh, Kersey. Different Joyner. And Mike Witt.
All right. One more team, and then we got to go.
Got to go to the Chicago Cubs. My favorite team growing up. Go Leon Durham. Ryan Sandberg.
Who?
Ryan Sandberg.
Who?
Second base.
No. There's no such person.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ryan
Sandberg. Ryan Sandberg.
Andre Dawson, the Hawk. Who I got to meet thanks to you.
Montreal Expo.
Jody Davis.
You just said about staying on one team, but you're talking about Andre Dawson, who left Montreal to go to Chicago.
It's true, but he became the Hawk.
You know, he signed a blank contract. He said, you fill it in.
Did he really?
Yeah, whatever you want to pay me, I'll come here and play.
Rick Sutcliffe, Sean Dunstan.
Sutcliffe does a great job on TV.
Lee Smith. So, I mean, these names you only know because they stay with the same clubs for so long.
But that's not true. I just talked about Andre Dawson, who left the team.
Well, he got better, but when you peak and that's where you're known, that's where you should stay.
So, Pete Rose going to the Phillies.
He's always going to be a Red.
He's always going to be a Red?
Always a Red, in my mind.
Well, so is Joe Morgan. He'll always be.
Rest in peace.
Yep. You know, Moore have got to, you know, the way it's going, Moore's going to fall shortly.
Yeah.
Just because of the age.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, regardless of the virus, it's just age.
All right, good stuff. I want to thank Mike Chiesa, called in from Fight Island, as we get ready for Khabib and Justin Gaethje.
How come none of the fighters got it right? They all called him Khabib.
Well, I don't know.
You should correct them.
Yeah, I've done that enough. I've been punched too many times. I'm not afraid. Just this face can only take so many elbows.
It's true.
So many spinning back fists. Also want to thank Alon Cruz hanging out there at Couture, Extreme Couture. I'm going to call Randy and set him up.
Set him up.
Yeah, I'm going to set him up for something bad.
Yeah, get him.
I'm going to. I'm going to call Trigg. I'll have Trigg set him up. All right, want to thank everybody. Next week, we've got some really cool stuff planned. We still have some tickets to give away for the race this weekend. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody next week. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. 8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. WTAN Clearwater FM 106.1 WDCF Dade City FM 102.3 WZHR Zephyr Hills FM 104.3